It's the Vinyl Countdown. Jonathan Charles.
And we're playing some brilliant music on vinyl today. Why brilliant? Well, all the artists are connected to the letter B, like these guys. Distinctly reggae from a band not previously known for that type of music, the Boomtown Rats with Banana Republic. It got to number 3 in the UK charts in 1980. You're listening to the Vinyl Countdown, and as ever, here with me to talk about the music is my son Max. What do you think about that song from the Rats then?
So I haven't really listened to the Boomtown Rats much. It's a really different kind of song, as I've heard from you, compared to what they normally do.
Yeah, normally they were sort of one of the first sort of punk bands, really, to move into post-punk. And in post-punk, they really started trying to do a number of different things, including that rather reggae sound on that song.
Yes, I quite like that song, though, Banana Republic.
Do you know why they called it Banana Republic?
Bananas, it's like a South American like an anarchy type?
Well, South American dictatorship. So they used to call in the 1970s and 80s some South American dictatorships banana republics because they weren't very well run and they were countries which grew bananas. That's where it came from. So for this week's show, Max, I stood in our record library containing all those thousands of tracks on vinyl and decided to pull out some artists filed under the letter B. How random is that?
The dictionary definition of random, I mean, if I were in your position, I would just pick what's best instead of going beep, beep, beep.
I did. I just stood in the B section. I thought, that's good, that's good, that's good. We'll have that one.
To be fair, it's not really a section, it's a cubby.
Now, that Boomtown Rats song, Banana Republic, was a musical attack, Max, on how they saw their own country, Ireland, at the time. They thought it was corrupt and dominated by the Catholic Church. They'd just been banned from playing concerts there after lead singer Bob Geldof denounced what he called nationalism, medieval-minded clerics and corrupt politicians. He denounced them on national television. This is what he said about writing the song in an interview then.
We had a lot of trouble in Ireland last year when we went back to play, so people think that it's a sort of sour grapes on our part. It's not. The only line that refers to that really is, I'm glad to see the place again. It's a pity nothing's changed. As I say, it's a song about the situation in Ireland, which we've never really discussed at any length. I mean, we're not particularly interested in discussing at any length. Everybody has their own personal viewpoints on the situation, and most of us have the same viewpoint. It's sickening, it's disgusting, and ultimately it's soul-destroying. But for me, the greatest violence is the silence that erupts from everybody.
Now let's stay with the Bees and an instantly recognisable opener from David Bowie.
Do you remember MacArthur's Beer? It's such another song. I've heard a rumour from ground control. Oh no, don't say it's true. They got a message from the Action Man.
Such a good song from David Bowie. Ashes to Ashes was number one in the UK charts in 1980. I remember it was great to dance to. Max, what do you think about that?
So, to be fair, I need to be honest. So,
be honest.
I quite like it. I really like the memorable backing. The only thing I don't like is, time to raise some controversy, David Bowie.
Why not? You don't like his voice on this one?
In this track, it sounds like he's shouting a bit more and less than singing. It sounds a bit forced.
He was dressed as a clown in that one. In the video, it was very, very good video, but it was very modern at the time. He wanted to dress like the people called New Romantics, and they were dressing quite outrageously at the time.
Well, to be fair, he sings like a Clown Nimbus track, so it makes sense.
I love the sound of the background music, though. Don't you like the backing track?
I love the backing track. It's a very memorable backing track, the way it's done.
The lyrics refer back to another Bowie song, Space Oddity. Have you heard of that song?
Yes.
That features an astronaut called Major Tom, and he was the hero of that song. And it has some great lines, Ashes to Ashes, lyrically in it. Bowie refers back to Major Tom, and he suggests he's now a junkie. He's somehow on drugs.
Oh, that's strange.
Bowie struggled a bit, I think, to describe that song, but he said it was a bit like a nursery rhyme. It was telling a story.
Sort of, yes. More ballad for the nursery rhyme.
How many David Bowie songs have we played on the Vinyl Countdown? Quite a few.
It's been a year and a half since we started. My numbers are breaking up. I think at some point we should do a Vinyl Countdown where we feature some numbers. How many episodes we've done, how many tracks we played.
We could do that. All right. It's the Vinyl Countdown. Disco music. Now. Gotta get up. And Max will be back later, but we stay with the Bees for the part of the show where we love to get you dancing. another artist from the B section of my record library, Black Box, with their 1989 disco hit Ride on Time, sampling the great voice of Lalita Holloway. And no dance is complete without the Bay City Rollers.
Just gotta tell her anyway.
Number one for 6 weeks in the UK charts in 1975. Remember all those screaming Bay City Roller fans? On the way, we have Boney M, The Bangles, and more. All on vinyl.
With music just for you, Jonathan Charles.
Yes! 1976 debut album Filling Discos, Boney M, and a 12-inch version of an old Bobby Hebb hit. And we stay with the Bees. Here are the Beats.
We'll be right back.
bit of Scar on the show from the Beat, a hit in 1980, Too Nice to Talk To. On the way, Max is going to be back with more on one of our artists. That's after our triple play, all connected to the letter B, and all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!
1968! 1987.
All the bees on the triple play this week. Back to back, we heard The Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps, written by George Harrison, of course. Angela Bofill's Holding Out for Love, and then The Bangles with Hazy Shade of Winter. Max, you've been finding out some more about The Bangles.
The Bangles came from California and formed in 81. They had many hits, including Manic Monday and Walk Like an Egyptian. Hazy Shade of Winter got to number 11 in the UK charts. Song was written and performed originally by Simon and Garfunkel in the 60s.
Yeah, it's a Simon and Garfunkel song. And when you hear it, Maxie, can you tell it's Simon and Garfunkel? There's something about the rhythm of it.
It feels like it. There's the strong beat in the back, which sometimes Simon and Garfunkel have had.
Yeah, it's another song with great lyrics. And on that version, really strong guitar playing from Susanna Hoffs, who was the lead singer of the Bangles.
Yeah.
They're very Californian. They came from Los Angeles. And again, you can tell they've got a sort of very LA sound about them.
Yep, they do. So the strong beat really helps when that punk rock style is...
You can tell it's a guitar-driven track, can't you?
Yeah, you can. The guitar as well as the drums sort of give some sort of motion to it.
Would you listen to that on your own?
I would.
Okay, that's good. Another song with great lyrics, as I say. Really, really great track. We've been playing some very strong songs. It was good to stand in front of the B section of the record library.
It was. The only thing is, what stopped you from going for James Brown? Is it the fact that we had it 4 episodes ago? Shameless plug.
We did have James Brown 4 episodes ago. You can always go back and listen to that one.
Please do. We have more episodes on our way.
We have lots of episodes. Well, that's just about it from us. One more song to go.
On Instagram, we're at Vinyl Countdown Podcast, and on Twitter, we're at Vinyl Countdown 10, and we have a Facebook page somewhere. Just, if you look hard enough, you will find it.
It's called The Vinyl Countdown.
Okay, thanks.
And we play out with another B. Brown, Tom Brown, and the 12-inch version of Funking for Jamaica, a huge 1980 dance floor hit. See you next time with a box full of great records.
Goodbye.
Females is alright.
Jamaica Burn.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.